Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. A Sunday home game at 1 o'clock. That's what the Pats are facing in week 3 of this NFL season. They'll host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, week number 3. The Pats do come in at 2-0 after defeating the New York Jets on Thursday night. That gave them a few extra days off this weekend, and they're on the practice field here on a Monday, a rarity, but they're on the field on this Monday. The big news right now, number 80, Danny Amendola, on the practice field. It does not appear as though he's operating at 100%. Looking at him walking, jogging, going through drills, he missed the game against the Jets with a groin injury, and there were reports over the weekend that he may be facing surgery. Unknown if that's going to be the case, but certainly a decent sign that he's on the practice field right now. Also on the practice field, Rob Gronkowski. He's been out here for several weeks, has yet to play in a game, but continued good signs that he's been out here potentially this Sunday against the Bucs will be his 2013 debut. Zach Sudfeld, Brandon Bolden, also among those players who missed the game against the Jets, but are out here on this Monday. Among those not seen at the early stage of practice, quarterback Alphonso Dennard, who was in court in Nebraska earlier in the day, and special teams captain Matthew Slater. Now, some of the players out here on the field, including, of course, Captain Gerard Mayo, will be headed to the Mayo Bowl later Monday night, a big charity event for the Patriots linebacker. We'll have coverage of that on Tuesday, and much more coverage of Patriots Buccaneers through this week. That's going to wrap it up from the practice field. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.